Let me ask you too about PEDV. Of course, we didn't see nearly the levels this past winter that we did the year before. And your vaccine has been out there, right? And probably help contribute to that lower rate this year.
I mean, I think there's a lot of factors that go into it. You know, biosecurity's been a big factor in that. We're continuing to learn how the virus is responding in the field, and then of course our vaccine is a tool that's available and has been available since June of last year. I still, you know, we're still seeing new occurrences or rebreaks every so often. I think, you know, the big test will be as the nation's swine herd begins to get repopulated with animals that have never seen the virus before, that this fall and winter will really be a test in how we respond to new outbreaks.
Anything new with your PEDV vaccine as far as approval, usage, that type of thing?
We're still moving toward getting full USDA approval. Right now, we have conditional approval, which means it is available mostly through veterinarians. You know, there's the testimonials and some of the experimental data we've generated seem to show that we're getting the right immune response that we're hoping for. You know, again, I think looking to this fall, vaccines, biosecurity, you know, how we're going to deal with this winter if the virus comes back similar to what it was last winter. I think all of those are, people have their fingers crossed, as it were.